light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Empire of the Summer Moon is a sweeping narrative history that explores the rise and fall of the Comanche Nation, long regarded as the most powerful and feared indigenous tribe on the North American plains. Centering on the extraordinary life of Quanah Parker, the last great Comanche war leader, and his mother Cynthia Ann Parker, a white girl captured and adopted into Comanche life, the book unfolds as both an epic frontier saga and an intimate family story. David Drummond, narrating S.C. Gwynne's acclaimed work in audio form, guides listeners through a vivid, often brutal world of raiding, horse culture, and clash of civilizations. The book does not romanticize either side. Instead, it presents the relentless violence, courage, and cultural resilience of the Comanches alongside the equally determined American expansion. Richly researched and dramatically told, Empire of the Summer Moon illuminates a pivotal, often misunderstood chapter of American history and the human cost of continental conquest. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the rise of the Comanche Empire on the Southern Plains. A central theme of Empire of the Summer Moon is the astonishing rise of the Comanches from a relatively obscure tribe to a dominant military power, controlling vast stretches of the southern plains. The book explains how their mastery of the horse transformed them into unmatched mounted warriors, able to travel huge distances, strike rapidly, and vanish before organized resistance formed. Their economy became rooted in buffalo hunting, raiding, and an extensive trade network, which gave them both material wealth and strategic leverage over neighboring tribes and encroaching settlers. The Comanches disrupted Spanish, Mexican, and later American efforts to control Texas and the surrounding region, effectively shaping the political map of the Southwest. The narrative portrays Comanche power not as accidental, but as the result of cultural adaptation, tactical innovation, and an unforgiving warrior ethos. By detailing their warfare, social structure, and relationship to the land, the book shows how the Comanches created a plains empire that delayed westward expansion for decades and forced three nations to reckon with their presence. Secondly, Quanah Parker. The last great Comanche war chief, Quanah Parker stands at the heart of the book as both a symbol and a fully realized historical figure. Born of a Comanche chief and Cynthia Ann Parker, a white captive adopted into the tribe, Quanah embodies the collision of two worlds. The narrative follows his evolution from a fierce warrior leading raids against Texan settlers and U.S. forces to a pragmatic leader who guides his people through the trauma of defeat and reservation life. The book explores his battlefield genius, his ability to unify disparate Comanche bands, and his refusal for years to surrender to U.S. military pressure. Yet it also traces his later transformation into a political negotiator, rancher, and intermediary between Comanches and federal authorities. Quanah adopts certain aspects of Anglo-American life while fiercely defending Comanche identity and interests. Through him, readers see how individual leadership can shape tribal survival strategies in the face of overwhelming force. His story gives the broader history an emotional core, showing the human complexity behind labels like savage or civilized, and illustrating how one man bridged eras of open resistance and reluctant accommodation. Thirdly, Cynthia Ann Parker and the tragedy of cultural captivity. The story of Cynthia Ann Parker gives the book a poignant personal dimension. Captured as a young girl during a Comanche raid on Fort Parker in Texas, she is absorbed completely into Comanche culture, marries a chief, and becomes mother to Quanah Parker. For decades, she lives as Comanche, apparently content and fully assimilated. When Texas Rangers recapture her as an adult, they imagine they are rescuing a lost white woman, but the narrative makes clear that they are tearing her away from the only world she now knows. Her grief, refusal to readopt Anglo customs, and eventual decline reflect the deeper tragedy of cultural dislocation. Through Cynthia Ann, the book challenges simplistic narratives of rescue and barbarity, revealing how identity can be reshaped by upbringing, belonging, and love. Her story parallels the broader fate of both Comanches and settlers, worlds colliding, families torn apart, and no easy way to bridge the divide. The author uses her life to critique romantic frontier myths and to show the human cost of raids, reprisals, and forced assimilation on all sides. Fourthly, Violence, Warfare, and the Harsh Realities of Frontier Life, Empire of the Summer Moon confronts readers with unflinching depictions of violence committed by both Comanches and Euro-American settlers. The book details the brutal nature of Comanche warfare, lightning raids, torture, and the taking of captives, including women and children. At the same time, it documents equally ruthless retaliations by Texas Rangers, U.S. soldiers, and vigilantes, who often targeted entire villages and used extreme measures to break indigenous resistance. The frontier emerges not as a romantic landscape of heroic pioneers, but as a brutal zone of total war, where survival often demanded cruelty. The narrative stresses that both cultures operated according to their own codes, yet neither side was innocent. By placing atrocities and heroism side by side, the book dismantles one-dimensional portrayals of Indians as either noble savages or irredeemable villains, and settlers as purely brave civilizers. Instead, it depicts a tragic cycle of raids and reprisals that escalated over decades. This focus on violence is not gratuitous. It underscores the real human suffering behind territorial expansion and the psychological scars that shaped regional memory long after the shooting stopped. Lastly, The Fall of the Comanches and the Triumph of U.S. Expansion. The book traces in detail how the Comanche Empire, once seemingly invincible, gradually collapsed under the combined pressures of technological change, ecological destruction, and relentless military campaigns. The advent of the revolver and repeating rifle, along with the railroad, shifted the balance of power decisively toward the United States. Systematic buffalo slaughter, encouraged by American policy and market demand, destroyed the economic foundation of Comanche life. Military leaders concentrated on winter campaigns designed to starve and exhaust Comanche bands, while forts and supply lines cut into their range. The narrative shows how these factors converged in the Red River War and subsequent surrenders, forcing surviving Comanches onto reservations where dependency, disease, and cultural loss followed. Yet the book also emphasizes how the fall of the Comanches opened the way for rapid Anglo settlement of Texas, Oklahoma, and the Plains, enabling cattle ranching, farming, and urban growth. This outcome is presented as both a triumph of American expansion and a profound tragedy of dispossession. By examining these dual perspectives, the book invites readers to reflect on the moral costs of nation-building and the irreversible consequences of technological and economic power. In conclusion, Empire of the Summer Moon is best suited for readers who are drawn to American history, indigenous history, military history, or simply powerful narrative nonfiction that reads like a novel, yet rests on deep research. If you want to understand how the American West was truly won and lost, beyond the simplifications of textbooks and Hollywood, this book offers a gripping, nuanced account. It will benefit your life by expanding your sense of empathy, challenging inherited myths about savagery and civilization, and clarifying how violence, technology, and culture shaped the modern United States. Rather than telling a one-sided story of noble pioneers or noble Indians, it confronts the hard truths of both sides and reveals the human beings caught in between. You should choose this book over more generic frontier histories because it combines an unforgettable central figure in Quanah Parker, a heart-wrenching family saga in Cynthia Ann Parker's story, and a sweeping analysis of power on the plains. Its blend of vivid storytelling, moral complexity, and historical rigor makes it an exceptional guide to a pivotal era. If you would like to support David Drummond, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine Nartree. better life begins in a book.